Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight?
How would you?
Next.
So the question posed to Mike Tomlin is, how would you describe Aaron Rodgers' performance last night? And he responded with a question of his own. You heard it after staring down for a minute. Aaron Rodgers was 15 of 31 for 151 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. The Chargers, this was a 3-2 Steelers lead after one quarter. Chargers win 25-10. The Steelers defense showed up for a bit. Their offense was awful, in large part because Aaron Rodgers was awful. And Jason, for the first time last night, I thought he looked a combination of old, slow, and scared.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be hit. He didn't want to sit in the pocket. That, like, this was bad.
It was ugly.
And I don't know that 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to get in the way back machine at any point.
No, it's going to get worse from here. Look, he's hitting the wall. Like, these guys... Did you see Jacoby Brissett last? I know Seattle's got a good defense, but I mean, he was all mashugana from the giddy up, not handling the ball.
It's an Italian word.
Worried, sped up. I mean, when you're closer to the end, way closer to the end than the beginning, it happens. I mean, you saw, look, this Ravens defense isn't scaring people. You saw Flacco with limited weapons around him here, without him going the road here. And that was a home game for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Don't mistake.
Oh, yeah.
But he went on the road here. And was that's the worst he's played all season. So now you got Rodgers on the road against a good defense, knowing, okay, they're taking away Metcalf and nobody else wins for me downfield, and I don't really want to push it downfield anyway. And, oh, we're behind in the game, so I can't just give it to Warren every down. I mean, it is what it is. He's not good. Like, he can't win you games. He's there not to lose you games. And when you're already down early, and he's got to try to help you win it. It's just...
You got no shot.
It's not going to happen. Not against a decent opponent. I mean...
And Jason, he's just... He can't push the ball downfield anymore. He was 0 for 5 on passes, 15 yards downfield. He had DK Metcalf butt naked for an easy touchdown and missed him there. But this stat's crazy. The last three games for the Steelers on offense, third down... 5 for 33. You're not sustaining drives. You're putting your defense right back out there. And if your defense doesn't get you six turnovers, you can't score.
No, look, they have to play with a lead. They have to have a ball. Like, Mike Tomlin would love to run the ball old school 58% of the time if he could. This game script, that went out the window.
Warren was having some success early.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you know? You get down two scores in the second half. What are you going to do? They didn't make mincemeat of Herbert the way I thought they might, given the Chargers tackle situation. Vidal controlled the game, I felt like, and the Steelers couldn't let that happen, but he did. I mean, I thought it'd be an ugly field goal type game. It was. The Chargers kicker was better. The Chargers quarterback was better. The Chargers got to play with a first half lead. Whoever got that, somebody got up more than 8 points, two scores. It was going to be trouble for the other team. The Chargers were that team, and they were able to do it in the first half.
If the Steelers don't get turnovers, they can't score. There was like 5 minutes left in the game. They had 3 points, and it was on a 60-yard field goal. Yeah. Like that's where they are offensively.
They didn't convert their first third down until garbage time in the fourth quarter.
So they're 5-4. These are their next four games. Let's just go in four-game increments. They host the Bengals this weekend. Then they're at the Bears, home to the Bills, at the Ravens. Like 500 at best, are we looking at for that four-game stretch?
You guys know every time it looks
Steelers
like they're
money
dead.
Line.
Steelers money line.
Steelers money line.
No, I don't know about that. I'm not.
Are we putting that to bed?
Steelers money no, the only line. Thing I was on last night. Was both teams to have a field goal of 33 yards or longer, and the under plus over 3.5 made field goals. So I have that game dead to nuts.
Dead to nuts.
I wasn't going back to Steelers as much as a lot of the trends
Churchill
would tell
said
you
that.
To. But like, will the Steelers beat the Bills in some super ugly game, especially if we get
Colts.
A snowstorm?
Yeah.
They totally could. Like, I mean,
they're 5.5-point favorites against Cincy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I mean, I would tend to want to go over there because everybody moves the ball in Cincy, but like, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
I
Aaron Rodgers, Hendrickson won't play in that game, it sounds like. It said they've already declared him doubtful.
I mean,
is he going to play again this year?
I wouldn't. I mean, if I don't think he's in a hurry to. So, like, the Steelers will hang around. They'll win a game they're not supposed to win. I mean, I can't think they get swept by the Bengals. I mean,
I would think that
would be really.
I'm kind of torn. If you're a Ravens fan, don't you want the Steelers to beat the Bengals because you want to put the Bengals to bed so Joe Burrow doesn't come back? Like, isn't that, like, I guess that's just the way my mind processes.
Yeah, no, I would think that's probably.
Because if they're at 8 or 9 losses, are you really bringing Joe Burrow back? Especially, you're bringing him back early.
I wouldn't think so. It would not make much sense to, but.
I'm with you, though. It would definitely be a surprise if Joe Flacco and the Bengals sweep the Steelers. And if that happens, then. This guy could really be
like, are the Bengals going to run the ball for 100 yards in the first half against them again? And set all that stuff up? I
wouldn't think so.
Like, is Watt going to do nothing in that game? Like, remember, he didn't do anything in that game until he got the sack on the second to last series. And then Flacco still ended up winning the game after that. Like, is that really going to go? Like, is that going to happen twice?
For people who may not know, I should explain what I was saying. Joe Burrow practiced today, and they opened his window. He's got his 21-day window is now open, and he says he should be back Thanksgiving-ish. Quickly, we should touch on the Browns. They lost to a team whose quarterback threw for 54 yards yesterday as the Jets beat the Browns 27-20.
Well, I mean, it was another one of those games where you watch the first half and Dylan Gabriel's like 6 of 13 for like 52 yards. I mean, that's just like, that's who they are. And then they get behind some and the other team plays a little bit more of a shell. And then they let the little guy, they feel sorry for the little guy. They let him complete some underneath passes and somebody misses a tackle. So they end up scoring. But I mean, it is. To pretend that this guy should be any, like, he wouldn't even be my backup. He should be in the UFL in the spring, like, figuring some stuff out. The fact that they keep running him out there, Stefanski, like, he saw what McDaniel did to try to get fired. He's like, I can do better than that. you thought benching Tua would get you fired. I'm going to keep playing Dylan Gabriel until they fire me. Like, stop.
I'm as big an Oregon fan as you probably know. I told you guys this summer his ceiling is backup quarterback. Like, that's his ceiling. He's not an NFL starting quarterback.
Is there any shot he gets benched this week?
They said, no, he already announced
he's playing. He's trying to get fired. Right after the game, he's like, no. I'm not even going to play word games. Like, well, think about it. No, this is our guy.
Dylan Gabriel's our guy.
This is our guy.
When we come back, Cordell Woodland.
Hey, Dion, I'm never playing your kid.
Yeah. Cordell Woodland's our guy. What did he think about the Ravens win yesterday? Well, to ask him as he joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.